Strange Adventure.
Captain Price walked down the dark streets of the waterfront district of Marseille at the heels of his ragged guide. The little man entered a doorway deep in the shadows of a narrow alley.
Here is place you seek, the Café of Black Dog.
Ahmed, the guide, almost whispered as they ordered glasses of wine.
You must be very careful here. This is bad place. All the crimes and evil plots of the country are hatched here, and the place is now filled with thieves and murderers.
The guide's speech was interrupted by the approach of the short, swarthy Armenian proprietor.
Bonsoir, gentlemen. I am Vazirian. Could I be of service?
The owner's patronizing smile suddenly turned to a look of puzzlement, then fright.
Mon Dieu, it cannot be. The Alpina sank 2 weeks ago in the Gulf of Lyons.
Captain Price noticed three bearded dock workers at a nearby table watching him intently. Then they put their heads together in whispered conversation. The captain turned to the proprietor.
Bazarian, what's wrong here? I come to your place for a drink and some entertainment, yet you and some of the others here look at me as though you've seen a ghost.
The Armenian tried hard to regain his composure.
Perhaps I was wrong, monsieur, but your appearance here startled me. I did think I was seeing a spirit returned here for revenge.
The more Vazarian talked, the deeper the mystery grew. The waiter arrived with the wine, and the owner excused himself and turned to go. Suddenly, a knife flashed through the air, and Vazarian staggered back against the table, clutching at the blade protruding from his shoulder. Price dropped to the floor as another knife sang by and thudded into the table. Dragging Vazarian between them, Captain Price and Ahmed made their way hurriedly to the rear entrance. Once in the darkness of the alley, the captain and his companion lowered the wounded man to the sidewalk. A few minutes later, Price learned the solution of the mystery of the Café of the Black Dog and the answer to the question he had risked his life to find. Bazarian leaned back against the wall of the building, shaking with pain as he told his story.
I do more than run the Café of the Black Dog. I am a smuggler, and one of the sailors on the Alpina was carrying a parcel for me to a confederate in Algiers. The captain of the ship found out, and the sailor was arrested here in Marseille. I planned to have the captain murdered, but again I failed in my plot. Then news came that the ship was destroyed in a storm. You look so much like the captain that my men think I was lying to them.
That answers my question, Brazilian. I visited your cafe tonight to get information about the captain of the Alpina. The news of the sinking was false, for the ship is now safe in Algiers. I can understand why you and your men thought you'd seen a ghost. For the captain of the Alpine is my brother and identical twin.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.